This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. President Donald Trump has sparked a new political fight with American Jews by suggesting they show great disloyalty by voting for opposition Democrats. U.S. Jews for decades have overwhelmingly voted for Democratic presidential candidates over their Republican challengers. But Trump on Tuesday attacked Jewish people who vote for Democrats, saying they are showing either a total lack of knowledge or great disloyalty. He attempted to clarify what he meant on Wednesday.
You vote for a Democrat, you're being very disloyal to Jewish people, and you're being very disloyal to Israel. And only weak people would say anything other than that.
Trump's attacks came as he again assailed two first-term Muslim lawmakers, Democratic members of Congress Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. Both are vocal critics of Israel and its treatment of Palestinians, and both were denied entry to Israel last week after Trump pressured its government to keep them out. A North Korean spokesman said Thursday the United States' recent testing of mid-range cruise missiles and plans to deploy fighter jets around the Korean Peninsula would trigger a new Cold War in the region. In a statement on a government website, the official said North Korea remains unchanged in its position to resolve all issues through dialogue and negotiation. Iranian state media said the government showcased a domestically built long-range mobile surface-to-air missile system on Thursday. The system's unveiling came on Iran's National Defense Industry Day and a time of rising tension between Iran and the United States. Concerns over Iran's long-range ballistic missile program contributed to the U.S., leaving the pact last year meant to rein in nuclear ambitions in exchange for an easing of economic sanctions. This is VOA News. President